not a television. Here's the pitch. Transplant some young Amish folk from rural Pennsylvania to Los Angeles and see how they do. The network UPN has done just that, and the first episode premieres tonight. The show's taken some heat, though. One congressman who's never seen the show says it's exploitative. Day-to-Day TV critic Andrew Wallenstein decided to see for himself, and he has this review.
Don't expect U.S. Representative Joseph Pitts of Pennsylvania to tune in to Amish in the City. He blasted the show on Capitol Hill and got 50 other congressmen to sign a letter demanding that UPN cancel the show. Naturally, it created just the kind of publicity ensuring that will never happen. But should he actually watch the show, Representative Pitts just might change his mind. UPN did not kidnap Amish teenagers and force them to quilt their own parachutes for safe landing in the Pacific Ocean. But what the network did do is almost as odd. It turns out an Amish rite of passage called Rumspringa is tailor-made for primetime programming. Rumspringa allows an Amish young adult to leave the fold for a year and experience the wanton ways of the outside world. They either eventually return with their faith reaffirmed or decide to part ways with the Amish. For five such youngsters, UPN simply turns Rumspringa into an extended spring break, allowing them to test temptation in a luxury Los Angeles apartment crawling with cameras, as well as non-Amish roommates all too ready to party. Watching the Amish immerse themselves in modern society is downright fascinating. From the dishwasher to parking meters, the everyday appliances we take for granted are objects from a future once forbidden to them. For Amish women Miriam and Ruth, even a trip to the beach is a moving experience.
I've seen the beach on pictures, but I can't really picture how it's going to look, but I know it's going to be so cool. I think it's going to bring me closer to God.
If anyone looks bad in Amish in the City, it's not the Amish, but the other teenagers who live with them. When the series surprises them by introducing their Amish roommates, they are shockingly rude to them. And for a while longer, it gets even worse, as their actions grow more insensitive, shallow, and then just plain stupid. Even a kindly Amish gentleman named Mose can't resist making a crack when a bubble-headed vegan named Ariel turns judgmental in a trip to the grocery store.
I think we need eggs, don't we?
Yeah, we need eggs, definitely.
Those are chicken abortions.
I'll bet Abraham Lincoln had eggs for breakfast.
Yeah, and I'll bet he died at like 35.
Not from eggs, though.
But in time, the secular kids actually warm to their Amish roommates and delight in showing them the ropes of modern civilization. What brings them closer together is when the Amish submit to that most sacred of reality TV traditions, the makeover. Once they trade in their wide-brimmed hats for baseball caps, the Americans are able to bond. For a much deeper examination of Amish youth, I would recommend the 2002 documentary Devil's Playground. Two of its producers are responsible for Amish in the City, which is nowhere near as excellent. But the series does not condescend to its Amish cast members. If anything, it praises them at the expense of their non-Amish counterparts who could not seem more clueless. That may be of little comfort to Amish society, but therein lies the ironic brilliance of Amish in the City. It's a TV show bound to offend the only segment of the population that doesn't watch TV.
Andrew Wallenstein covers television for The Hollywood Reporter.